I think it's important to let the class know what the expectations are at the beginning of the year, mid-year, and at the end of the year. So that follow through, the consistency of maintaining our rules. So if you didn't allow call outs at the beginning of the year, don't let them start to call out the middle of the year, because the end of the year is going to be either you fighting to get them back to not calling out, or at that point, sometimes you just want to throw your hands up. But I think it's important to maintain the rules, the consistency throughout the year. With our different holiday breaks that come in, I think it's important to review the rules when we come back, touch base, make sure that everybody's on that same page. And I tell them, Ms. Cottrell's ready. Are you ready? Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm expecting you to do. And we can get back into the flow after the holidays. It seems like students benefit from reminders. So I don't mind giving reminders. Nonverbal are great. Verbal if it has to be. A few verbal within a short time, something else needs to happen. So that next action step, we need to know what's going to happen in the meantime. I don't want to throw that action step on the fly. I want to make sure it's thought out. Okay, if Johnny is calling out consistently and I've given him 4 reminders in the last half an hour, something else needs to happen. What's going to be my next action step for calling out? Whether it's Johnny or Susie or Kevin, Jerome, Nancy, it doesn't matter. This is my next action step for my call outs. What's going to happen next? Because the reminders are not working. I think it's important to avoid the power struggle within your classroom. So have a system set up. So maybe the calm down corner is the best case. And it's nice to have a reflection sheet there, depending on what level you're working with. Some kids can usually write down what the infraction is and maybe one of their ideas to change it. And within that time, I wouldn't give it all day, but somewhere in that time, I would touch base with them to say, all right, thank you. Yes, you're acknowledging that you were calling out and, oh, I love your idea. You should try raising your hand. Let's work on that. Okay. And the first time that kid raises his hand, I call on him to say, this is what you said you were going to do. You're trying it. I'm going to acknowledge your effort. What do you have to say? Thank you for raising your hand. It always comes with a thank you for raising your hand, because you're acknowledging their action step to change their behavior in a positive way. And I always use short directions. Too many words get things mumbled. It can overwhelm a child. So short directions and leave it there.